Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website's thesmallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And when you get to my website, I hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. We haven't missed an edition since 1999, and way over 1,000 editions, and I'm glad those of you who are subscribed, thank you for that. As you know, when you get it, it'll be Sunday afternoon, 3, 4, 5 o'clock, and it'll get you ready for the week ahead. The two different articles and past interviews and upcoming interviews, and there's a poll on the thing that you can take, and what happened from the last poll. We write that up, too. So all that's there, and when you subscribe, if you decide you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, and I'll never know. So I hope you enjoy that. It's just you and me still. I want to continue to talk a little bit about the minimum wage, as I mentioned earlier. I gave you 10 reasons why minimum wage is a blunt instrument and doesn't help people. You know, when you one of the things that the minimum wage does is when I was a kid, if minimum wage was raised, and I'm talking about back when it was like, well, I won't tell you how long ago it was, but it was not very much. Minimum wage wasn't very much. When they raised minimum wage a quarter, it was inflationary. It literally drove inflation because there were so many people who were at minimum wage, and it was a higher percentage. A quarter raise was a higher percentage of the total. And it raised payroll enough to create inflation. But now more and more people are paying. I think there's a clinic on the last several years of not raising it above 7.25 has proven that it's unnecessary because the market has been working. If you're worthy of more than $15 an hour, or more than $7.50, or $7, $8, $9, $10, $11, $12, whatever your amount is, if you're worthy of more than that, then you either can earn it there in your business, or you can go somewhere where you can. There are 4 million jobs still going wanting for qualified people right now, that almost all of them pay more than, I'm sure you, all of them pay more than $15 an hour. So what's going to happen is a lot of people, in fact, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, said if you raise minimum wage to $15, 1.4 million people will lose their jobs. I expect they're being conservative. I think it'll probably be more. And the people who will lose their jobs will be at the lowest end of the totem pole. And especially young people. We need to get young people working. We need to get them on these entry-level jobs. They're not worth $15 an hour. But if you have to pay that, you won't hire them because they don't know how to work yet. Young people need to have lower-paying jobs when they don't have as much bills. Maybe they don't have no bills. They need to have lower-paying jobs so they can learn how to show up and work, be part of a team, learn how to say thank you to customers, things like that. We need to have a different wage. Now, they've talked about having a youth wage for years. That might be a good idea. But folks, raising minimum wage to $15 at a time when employers have other options besides humans, when they can buy technology that replaces people. I mean, this is happening at the speed of light right now, even for small businesses. So this is the raising minimum wage to $15 is good policy. It's good politics for the Democrats, but it's not good policy for America. And we need to. I'm a free market person, as you know that. I think we should. I believe in the marketplace. I think as I say, 61% of our audience that we polled 61% said we're already paying people more than $15 an hour. That means it's not necessary for 6 out of 10 small businesses. They're already doing it, so the government doesn't need to get involved. And the other 39% said it would hurt them because their business is such that they can't afford to pay that rate by government fiat. And you just can't underestimate the morale problem that it would create. This is something most people miss. This is something politicians do not take into consideration, the morale problem that you have when you by government fiat raise the minimum wage, and a person who just earned that raise is now looking at a person who just got hired making the wage that they earned. That's a morale issue. And this is the part when I talk about politicians don't play, that politicians play checkers. Whatever they think, whatever they do, whatever they plan for is one move ahead of where they are right now. Only one. That's as far as they see. But life and the marketplace and the universe is a chess game. Multiple moves. You can't play chess one move at a time. You got to be moving 2, 3, 4, 5 moves at a time. And there's a lot of smart chess masters out there better than you or me. And most of them are not politicians, though. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. We've got a very special guest right after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.